Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
Everybody gonna get their love on tonight.
Get your love on tonight, son.
Yep. Happy time. Happy days.
Today is the anniversary of my wife and I's first date, Leroy.
Oh, really?
Our first date was on Valentine's Day.
Wow.
Just up the road, Barry University. I saw a pretty little blonde lady walking across the campus. I said, hey, now. We went out to Chili's. It was very romantic.
2 for $20.
I can't even.
It was actually a good first date because we had, obviously, Valentine's Day. It's probably a terrible first day to go out because everybody's going out. So we ended up sitting in the waiting in the Chili's parking lot probably for a good 45 minutes before we ate. Just talking.
So.
Got a smooch that night.
So wait, how do you? So my question is, did you get her card?
No, actually, I felt terrible because she
got you one.
She gave me flowers and a box of chocolates when I opened her dorm room door to take her. I was like, whoa.
Oh, you know what that meant.
I was like, whoa.
I'm in.
But I paid for dinner. I wasn't one of like these confounded new kids who go Dutch on everything. I straight up bought the meal.
I think about it like this. If I ask you to dinner, then I'm paying.
I like that rule.
I'm not going to invite you to dinner and then say, oh, I want to go eat here, and then tie you into half of a bill that you might have not wanted to eat.
Speaking of Barry University,
unless
Leroy,
Richard Lewis, you always pay.
Yeah,
Curbcast.
Yeah. Check out Curbcast. It's on our Tobin and Leroy podcast feed. Robbie and I spent about 15, 20 minutes recapping Curb Your Enthusiasm. Real nerd out. Speaking of Barry University, I will be at the Barry University Buccaneers game this afternoon. I was supposed to be tonight, but apparently there's going to be some bad weather later on, so the game has been pushed up to 1 o'clock. The Bucs are off to a 7-0 start this baseball season, and yours truly this homecoming weekend is going to be thrown out the first pitch.
What?
Yep, thrown out the first pitch at the old Bucs field, going out, give them the old pepper right down the pipe. And get this series started, Leroy. A real 3-game set.
Is Macho Marlin Man going to make an appearance? Maybe.
Obviously not. This is not a Marlins game. This is a Barry Buccaneers game. So no, there's not Buccaneers Macho Marlins Man.
Why not?
I don't know.
The more people you can get into that place, the better.
Hey, I think it's going to be a real turnout. If anybody wants to go watch me throw out the first pitch, come on over to the Buccaneers
field.
Did you
throw the first pitch out for the Marlins one year?
I did. It was really cool. I threw it to Steve Cishek.
Oh,
or
yeah.
Maybe it was.
Is he still playing?
Maybe it was.
Yeah, he's on the White Sox.
Maybe it was Greg Dobbs.
Holy smokes. Like, what? He's. You know who he's built like? You know who he reminds me of? Colin Kaepernick.
What? Really?
Just wiry, lanky.
All right.
Kaepernick is.
I felt like Kaepernick got some guns as his career went on, though. Remember, he did the Kaepernick? That was a thing for a while. Where he'd flex
and
kiss his muscle.
I don't know if Steve Cishek has those kind of guns.
No, he didn't.
He's built like a tarantula.
He throws it from the floor.
Steve Cishek was a lot like Bobrovsky because Steve Cishek was a super nice guy, and he got into a rut as Marlins closer where like he couldn't shut the door anymore, and he ended up losing his job and eventually got traded. But, you know, I just felt so terrible for him because he was such a nice dude. You know,
he's still playing, which is more than we can say about some of the guys that have left here.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I can't wait for?
What?
You know what I can't wait for this baseball season?
What?
Weigh-in chin the pitch.
Really? You're gonna tune into Seattle games to
you
see
this? You know why?
Is it going to be amazing?
Yes! Yeah.
Nah.
Wait. What are you going to do if he's awesome?
Nothing. I'm going to be happy he's not on the Marlins anymore. Mm. That's it.
Like Ryan Tannehill, he's going to be in the ALCS.
People ask me that with like Hassan Whiteside. They're like, oh, did you see the stats Hassan Whiteside put up last night? I'm like,
no, don't care. Stats don't matter with him.
Yeah, I don't care.
Like, that's not why we
ask me
like
if
him.
I miss watching Hassan Whiteside play for the Miami Heat. The answer is no. No, I don't. It doesn't matter. If you know, If Dion Waiters were to go to the Lakers and win a championship, it's cool. It's cool. Whatever. Not mad about it. Tyler Johnson's not in basketball anymore. That's kind of hard times, Daddy. I mean, other than the $20 million he's making this year.
Is that considered a terrible contract? You're not even playing.
Give me the good contracts from 2016 to 2017. Like, they were all bad.
Right.
You know? Four of those guys aren't here, and Kelly Olynyk probably wouldn't be.
But at that time, would you have been upset if Riley would come out and say, hey, we're not paying, you know, like, we don't think these guys are valued at, and I know, but we're, you know, I know that I think this is what the league is dictating, but we're not ready to make that.
I got it. I think the thing that, well, we remember that the summer of Deion and JJ was the summer they went after Gordon Hayward. They missed out on him. They wanted to give all their money to him. And then apparently Riley had.
So you were in all in on in.
I was in on the chase. I wasn't like.
Hold on.
You know, I wasn't whale calling for Gordon Hayward.
Yep. What?
I wasn't out here. Nope. I don't think I was.
You looked me right in the eyes and lied to me,
Robbie. Did I do a whale call for Gordon Hayward? Yes. I don't recall. I don't think I did.
Dude, what?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Look at me.
Hmm?
You liar.
I don't think so.
Dude.
I don't even know whale was a thing at Gordon Hayward. I think Riley came up with that the next summer.
You do whale calls for a big tuna now. You just throw it out there all willy-nilly. You just go, oh, I want it.
I'm pretty sure whale was in effect because I think Pat Riley said that the Dwayne Wade press conference, and then he said, we're out there looking for a whale, and then he let Dwayne Wade go, and he missed out on Durant. Durant was a quote-unquote whale.
Yeah. Yeah, they went into that Durant chase with Riley went into that Durant chase with an empty clip. Like, he had all these things up in the air. They were going. They locked down Hassan Whiteside that summer.
Yeah,
like,
they didn't even have the cap space for Durant.
I think of all the contracts – I think the thing that got me during that contract season was not the fact that they gave the money out. Was it's almost like they panicked and gave the money out, and that was so.
I don't think they did with Hassan because Hassan had multiple offers.
Yeah, but the problem. Who cares? They determined he wasn't a max guy, and that was the talk before somebody else offered him the max. They said, we don't think he's a max guy.
No.
If you don't think he's a max guy, you don't give him the max.
I think Hassan one was the one where you're like, all right, everybody's offering this guy. The Tyler Johnson one, I think we all looked down and were like, $50 million for Tyler Johnson. The thing that they whiffed on, I guess it didn't turn out to be wrong, but the thing that we whiffed on with that was they were like, oh, it's going to be tradable. And you're like, what? Tradable?
Oh, yeah, for Ryan Anderson.
Because remember, the contract was, it was like $5 million, and then ballooned up to $20 million a year.
Right.
And then the thing that was surprising, I think, with Deion and JJ was just the length. Like, I didn't have a problem bringing those guys back on.
I didn't either. Because, I mean, when you think about their skill set and you think about Deion Waiters and you think of JJ's skill set, $10-12 million is not a lot of money. It's not overpaying.
Right.
For what they
do. But locking into guys.
The problem is the guys you gave the money to, although their skill set fits, you know, what you're giving them, they don't fit what you're giving them.
Yeah, and all four of those guys, I mean, they all hit a good old case of FCS, fat cat syndrome.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's get to some headlines, Robbie. What do we got here today, man?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
Has he been there for 2 weeks, or does this week just seem super long?
I think he's just a visitor.
I think the week just seems super long.
You think they're just like, CeCe, get out of here, man. We got your takes already.
Well, they're in New York, and he lives in New York, so.
He's just showing up. He's like, hey, I'm here, guys. What are we talking about today? Ben Roethlisberger, he coming back as QB? Steelers GM Kevin Colbert on Ben Roethlisberger. We don't think he's at the end of the road. Well, we'll see.
They got no choice.
It's kind of
so,
hot.
So if I gave you a choice, and I'm not saying, but if you had a choice between Phillip Rivers, should I include Tom Brady?
Sure.
Stafford?
Tom Brady, Stafford, Ryan Tannehill.
Carr.
Is it Derek Carr?
Derek Carr.
Ben Roethlisberger, who you got?
Ooh, that's a list.
Because they all have their.
I don't like this list.
Hey, man, it's football. Like, sometimes you get the best of the worst. You don't get the best, right? The best is usually not available at certain positions.
I'd probably say Phillip Rivers if I had to pick.
No way. He's too old.
Yeah, but some of the guys, like Stafford has this ridiculous contract. Carr has a ridiculous contract. No. Roethlisberger, we don't know if he's back from the elbow injury. Brady's even older than Rivers.
I'd go with Brady if I had to have my druthers about all of them.
Tannehill, you're going to have to pay 43
him. 43-year-old Brady?
Yeah, I don't care. I still feel like if I soup Brady up with the right talent, he'll
you
still.
You do realize why New England may get rid of him, because he can't throw the ball down the field.
Yeah, but they also have trash receivers. Like, we can't forget that.
And they have no backup plan. They have no, like, quarterback heir apparent. It's Jared Stidham, and they're picking super late in the first round.
I'm sorry, but I just feel like if we're being honest about it, though, like, who do you think is going to – who's most likely to go out there next year and win 10 games? Like, he's still good enough.
Ben Roethlisberger.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, if he's
better
gonna,
team.
If he's going to make it to the season.
Better team, or I would say Tom Brady, if he returns to New England.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Not because he's a better quarterback than all the other guys, but because how they do things there.
Well, apparently the Chargers think Tyrod Taylor's better than all those guys because they believe that he's good enough to be the starting quarterback.
Forgot one. Andy Dalton.
Oh, no, he doesn't. No.
Well, and apparently it's interesting, Robbie. Apparently yesterday it looks like the Detroit Lions got some company at the campground, because here comes the old L.A. Chargers putting their logs on the fire, because it looks like they're putting up some smoke
screens. One more, Cam Newton.
I'd love to have Cam Newton. All right. I think Cam Newton's a fun player, but that's just me. I know he's got his flaws, but.
Flaws?
It's just body.
I mean, all these guys that you mentioned have flaws, but I like Cam Newton. I think I enjoy watching him play.
Here, I would say this, and I know a lot of people might not agree with this. I don't want one of my flaws to be old. You understand? You can fix a lot of things, but you can't fix old. You can't fix when a guy can no longer throw the ball 20 yards down the field with zip.
Isn't that what Zaslow said about the Patriots the last time?
Then they won 3 championships. Yeah.
Who said that?
Zaslow. He said that in 2014.
That you can't fix old?
You can't fix old. And then all of a sudden the Patriots won 3 more championships.
Well, I'm not signing up for old. So.
Yeah, but you have to know when old is.
Right. Exactly. Well, okay.
Tom Brady's put off old a lot better than other people have put off old.
Right, but are you willing?
You know, Bernard Hopkins put off old a lot better than other people put off old.
But when old caught up to him and tapped him on the shoulder, he ended up on the scorer's table.
Yeah. They really should have had like a net or something there. That really wasn't safe.
That was a terrible way to end your career. Like, if you say, he came after and said,
it sounds like something out of a movie.
Yeah, he says, I'm retiring from boxing. We say, we know.
Yeah, boxing retired you. He lost to a construction worker.
He say, hey, what are you going to do after this big win? I got to work on Monday morning.
What else you got, Robbie?
Speaking of retirement, this is an old headline, but we haven't gotten to this yet. But our old friend, Martin Prado, he announced that he's retiring. And Tobin, you know where his address is, and you know, 15 disabled list street or injured list street.
15 IL Road.
Yeah. He is officially announcing his retirement.
Well.
And so we were talking about our old friends and where they go elsewhere and how long they keep playing. Martin Prado didn't make it very long.
Martin Prado, he was Marlins captain of the locker room for a little bit, but he too got himself a long-term deal and did not play much baseball. But nice dude. Nice dude. Miguel Rojas is really taking the torch. I saw that he gave a speech to the clubhouse yesterday. Or 2 days ago, I saw Marlon's Twitter account posted it up. So he's out there giving the leadership role, which is really cool. I love Miggy Rowe. That season that he had last year was really, really something. I mean, some of the plays that he made defensively, but what he turned himself into a hitter was incredible. Incredible. And just a good dude, man. Like, that was, we
had him on several times.
Yeah, we had him on several times. And there's just – it's not an easy task. To be that, to be the face of a franchise when things are not going great, and he has just done a tremendous job of that. I saw this Joe Fusaro reporting about Jorge Alfaro. Leroy lost himself 15 pounds. Oh yeah, Jorge Alfaro, yeah, putting himself and turning himself into the life embodiment of a Slim Jim. Yeah, going out of the farm, watching the fat
ooze right off like it ain't no thing. Gonna get through this season because he hit that wall last year. First time being relied upon as a real cornerstone of a franchise, and it caught up with him. Not this year because the pounds have been shed and the batters are gonna be dead. He's gonna throw down the signals and no one's stealing it. I'm looking at you, Jose Altuve.
You better not look over here with that nonsense.
No further questions, Mean Gene. Screw the cheaters.
What do you got, Robbie? What else?
Shake season is back. Why do I say shake season is back?
You mean like at Mark Light?
Yes, because the Miami Hurricanes open up their baseball season tonight against Rutgers.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Uh-oh.
Rutgers.
Hey, coming for you, Glenn.
Ha-ha. Three-game series.
Coming for you and your Scarlet Knights.
I got it.
All right, a little solo. Well, I wonder if they're going to have any trouble because—
Isn't Rutgers ranked? Is there basketball?
But their basketball team, they were ranked, but they're not ranked anymore, but they're still like a tournament team.
Okay.
They had a little peep show.
Yeah.
But that's 7 o'clock tonight. But yeah, you said bad weather for Barry, and I wonder if something it might affect today's game.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, they're not that far. What are they, like 20 miles apart? Yeah.
And by the way, the game tonight is on the ticket. We got the coverage here.
Cool. Yes. Cool. Well, check that on out. It's going to be a lot of college baseball rolling around.
Yeah, there's so many shakes I haven't tried yet. I have to go back out there.
Yeah, no. They've been tagging me on Instagram, too. Is that an invite, Shake Shack? Are we allowed to go down there to Mark Light's Shake House and get ourselves some shakes?
They keep tagging you. That sounds like an invite.
You tag. Yeah, like, you tell me to come down for lunch. I'm going to get me a milkshake. You know? All that love going down. What else, Robbie?
We have a big All-Star Saturday, All-Star weekend in general.
Yep.
We got a predicament for Saturday night, guys. Because I like to
There's no predicament. There is no predicament.
What do you mean there's no predicament?
There's no predicament. It's fight night. I'm watching this fight.
Which fight?
The bare knuckle?
Oh, that's next week.
Wilder Fury is next week.
Next week. Okay.
No, here's the predicament I was talking about because the All-Star Saturday is one of the few things I like to not watch live. I prefer to watch it taped because it drags on for like 3 hours, but really if you add up all the competition, it's like 5-10 minutes tops. And they'll go to commercial after each.
You're not wrong. I might be different this Saturday because the guys are
in
it.
Exactly. That's my predicament.
So I may be more into watching it live, especially 3-point dunk. I don't really care about the skills competition that much, although I'd be happy if Bam wins it. I just think it's it just doesn't excite me that much. But Duncan Robinson, I definitely want to check that out because I want to see him light up. I want to see him light it up. That's our boy Dunks.
I may have to go dark. I have to go zero. Turn the phone off. No notifications.
Because slam dunk contest, honestly, a slam dunk contest. You're gonna get if you watch slam dunk contest on Twitter, and you're gonna get the best of it. Yep. You'll get the clips. You'll get it from every angle.
You won't see all the misses.
You won't see all the failures. That's one of those things where dunk contest can be even better taped than it is live. But 3-point contest, get a little bit of an anticipation. Plus, they have the new long shots this year.
Yes.
I think that's my favorite competition is 3-point contest.
I think everybody's is now.
They're trying so hard with these ridiculous dunks that, you got to bring in props and
Do you think Dwight Howard's going to be good or do you think this is going to be a sad sight?
I think people don't realize how athletic Dwight Howard is.
Still.
And one of the things that sucked was he actually had one of the most incredible dunks in the dunk contest. But because the camera guys didn't pick up on it, you missed it. When he jumped, put his picture.
I understand, but that was 10 years ago.
Okay.
You think he still got that? You think he can oil it on up and get out of there?
Dude, right now, I just coughed up more athletic ability than you've had in your life. Look.
I'm not Dwight Howard, though.
He's had
a broken back for like 3 years.
Yeah, I don't know how that jumping is going to affect that.
That's what I'm asking.
Don't know. I'm not going to underestimate him, though.
I want Chuck Norris to walk in right now and fight you in this state.
I would kick Chuck Norris. I don't know why y'all keep teasing me. Look, you see how old Chuck Norris looks?
He looks great. I don't know what you're talking about.
For 80. 80 looks great. You know what an 80-year-old? Look, man, stop it with that.
We're about an hour away from the Magnificent Seven. Robbie will give you the best seven plays of the week, and we're back with more after this. Welcome back, guys. It is a Friday here. Tobin and Leroy. Did you see, Leroy, that a lot of the FCC complaints have come out for the halftime show? They've been revealing some of the some of the complaints of J-Lo and Shakira's performance.
Really?
Yep.
Oh my god.
From her this is from Poinciana, Florida. This year's show was extremely provocative, and the female body moments and the simulated padding of J-Lo's derriere is not family television. From Grovertown, Indiana. The Super Bowl halftime show was gross. I am 50 and ashamed I saw that evil crap on TV. What about all the children that watched that? Then J-Lo had the American flag touch the ground. There should be millions of dollars in fines.
What are we doing?
Do you want to hear from Madison, Mississippi? The halftime show last night was beyond inappropriate. Shakira laying on the ground, gyrating like sex. Lopez on a stripper pole. Lopez bending over and exposing her butt crack. Both performers grabbing their, well, I won't say that word. Shakira grinding her butt against some tinfoil man's hog. It was incredibly offensive. My children were watching. Can I ask you something, person from Madison? At what point, if you are that horrified for your children, did the remote get hijacked? Like when you see that J-Lo is officially wearing too little clothes for your eyes, why not throw over the puppy bowl? What am I missing here?
One of the things I hate about where we are today is that there's people that take these moral high grounds with everything, right? And they do it from afar to where, okay, Miss Perfect, Mr. Perfect, right? You can go ahead on and watch, White House on, A Little House on the Prairie, where everything is peaches and cream.
Right.
Right?
Henrico, Virginia. The halftime show is disgusting. The close-ups of J-Lo's lady parts and butt were yucky. There was a stripper pole and a simulated orgy.
Okay, question. Where was all this outrage when All in the Family was on? Right? But I'm just saying, the things that people choose to stand on their soapbox and complain about, like, look, yeah. Could some of the things they're saying be right? But isn't that where we are? Like, turn on TV. Look, guess what? You turn on cable, guess what? They cuss now. Nobody's outraged about that, right? They say, like, I watched Straight Outta Compton with no bleeps. TBS? TNT? On one of those cable stations.
And by the way, True TV is getting a little loose. Like the Practical Jokers, there's some words that they used to have to bleep out that they're letting go. Right.
Nah, you can
exactly.
Let it go now.
Why?
Because it's not against the rules. It's only a channel or company policy if you're bleeping out on non-FCC wavelengths.
Okay, but guess what? Where's all the complaining there? Right? Like, wait. I remember watching, what's the biker show that used to come on?
Sons of Anarchy?
There was naked people in it.
Yeah, it was great.
Well, the Mayans, they're going all out. They're not holding anything back on Mayans.
But again, where's all the complaining here? Like, we have this type of stuff on a daily basis, but no. You want to show your moral standing by doing it in the biggest moments. You're not going to waste your time for just regular cable TV.
Do you want to hear from DeSoto, Kansas?
Oh, yeah.
Degrading and utterly disgusting. Far beyond community standards of decency, much worse than the Jackson incident. We live in eastern Kansas, but have no TV. Thus took our 9-year-old daughter to our local small-town sports bar to watch the game. She's a farm girl, so understands sex, but could not stop asking, "Mama, what's all this?" Totally confused, and then she emerges into young womanhood, absolutely abused. My wife and I did our best to use it as an object lesson. But when half of the guys in the bar are voicing their disapproval, looking down at the table, you know something is very wrong. Fox and perhaps Pepsi deserve a massive and painful fine so that nobody ever tries this barf-worthy nonsense again.
Half the guys in the bar were upset. That is...
That's just a straight-out lie.
They must have been with their wives.
Yeah.
it must have been spouse night at the sports bar. Because most of those...
Super Bowl
Sunday. That's why they're going to the sports bar. Like, trust me, especially all the guys who are going to the sports bar tonight.
Here, this is crazy. Why are you guys taking an extreme? Okay, this is denouncing people who are annoyed with the performance. It could be genuine offense. No, it usually isn't, sir. And that's my point. That they don't take this moral standing on all the shows, because guess what? You can turn on a cable station, which you have if you have any cable network, and see naked people. And they cuss. I watch Straight Outta Compton and with no bleeps in it.
DeSoto, okay? Kansas, though, they don't have a TV.
So from that standpoint,
it was television night in DeSoto, right, Kansas.
I'm more annoyed. If you're that way, be that way consistently, right? Don't just pick the biggest moments so you can stand out more. It's pretty amazing.
You remember Edmund from Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The lady part grabbing, demeaning of females has to stop. This is a family show, not a sexual predator show. Next time, just show Robert Kraft's massage parlor video.
That's what I'm saying. I've been waiting to see that Robert Kraft massage parlor video now for a year. What the hell, Jupiter?
Patriots.
Where's my Robert Kraft video?
Hey, and here's what our listeners do. If you want to know where we stand on this, Leroy, I brought my 5 and 6 year old boys in the room specifically to watch the halftime show. They're men now. I love it.
Point for Texter.
Like, you know what? Here, folks, here's an interesting concept. If you have a problem with something on TV, talk to your damn kids. Don't blame the TV. Be a parent. Otherwise, shut the hell up. My God, it's everybody else's fault. Be a parent. If you have something you have a problem with, talk to your kids. They'll be all right. They're learning from their parents right from wrong. What's okay and what's not. That's what being a parent is. But no, instead, you're going to turn on the TV and say, oh, my kid had to watch that. Oh, no, I'm offended.
Dude. Do you know, like, I mean, do you know how much I pay attention to what my kids watch on television? It's not that hard.
And you don't say nothing when during the regular football season, your kids are sitting and watching, you watching the football game and they watching the cheerleaders. You don't say nothing then.
I love it, man.
It's like Las Vegas,
Nevada. Well, this is kind of surprising. Yeah. It's a surprising market. Are there any standards for public decency anymore? Who is responsible for enforcing decorum? Shame on Fox, shame on the NFL, and yes, shame on the FCC if you fail to act on the egregious display of modern Roman Coliseum-style orgy for the masses and what it assesses. This is how we want to raise our next generation, or is it degeneration? I'm fed up with the degenerates in our society. Hey. Sorry, Robbie. And sticking their butts in our children's faces. Please spank this bunch hard.
Don't use your kids to show your outrage.
Spanking would have been an interesting addition to the halftime show. I'm just saying.
Wow.
We're just throwing it out there.
I mean, it's pretty amazing with all the things going on the world. These people has chosen the Super Bowl halftime show.
How do you even write? I have to be regulated by the FCC. How do you even write these people? I'm curious. Where do you go? How does that happen? We're in this situation. I have no idea how it's regulated. I go out here, like, these are the people who could get me fined massive amounts. How do you people find the time to do this? I want to know.
Hey, you guys aren't safe either. I was very offended when Leroy wanted us to check the history of football. His language was deplorable and reprehensible.
Leroy.
All offensive lines that are built takes a period of time. You can't just put 5 first-round picks together and it's going to work right away. Offensive lines don't work like that. They've never worked like that. Check the history of
deplorable. You are part of the degeneration of our society.
All right.
Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting.
We got the refugees.
No fighting.
Up here.
No fighting. Shakira.
I never really knew that she could dance like this. She make a man want to speak Spanish. Como se llama? Bonita.
Shakira.
Ah, the great Shakira.
You make a woman go mad.
FCC Destroyer. I love her. I love her even more now. She's the best. From bare asses to bare knuckles, we're gonna have Hector Lombard in studio later on today. As I'm going to bare knuckle fighting tomorrow, Robbie. I'm very excited about this. I can't wait. I've never been to bare knuckle fighting. I'm going to two. I'm going to this one coming up on Saturday.
You going with our guy.
And then Dada 5000 in a couple weeks.
Oh, Dada 5000 doing that now? Oh, no, he's got his own bare knuckle.
He's the Don King. He is. It's his show.
He started it.
Yeah. Well, he's doing it at the Hard Rock.
Yeah.
They're doing it at the Guitar. I can't wait.
And speaking of fights, Tobin, I wonder how you're going to handle this predicament, because next Saturday is Dwayne Wade night, and I'm sure you're probably going to the game. And then once that it's an 8 o'clock tip off, and once that game ends, you got to sprint to fight Wilder and Fury.
Might have to go to Cheetah, to be honest with you. I'm probably gonna have to go to. You know what? I'll shoot right up to Cheetah Hallandale. I'll probably watch it in the Ultra High Tech Sports Lounge.
Yeah.
So I got to be honest with you. That's probably my best option because I would say if it's Dwayne Wade night, when's the game? The game is gonna be at.
It's 8 o'clock.
All right, so 8 o'clock start. You know that halftime show is gonna be 45
super
minutes.
Long.
Do the locker room. I'm not going to get out of there. Yeah, I'm probably not going to get out of there until probably 11:45. So, yeah, I got to go find it. Either that or I'm going to have to, pirate it on my phone.
Oh.
Well, you know what I can do, actually? I think it's ESPN. I'm very confused by who's line. It's ESPN and Fox together, right? So the good thing about them now is you can actually buy it on your phone. So I could watch it on my phone. It sucks. I don't really want to watch the heavyweight championship of the world on my phone. You know what? How about this?
Whoa.
Miami Heat. You know I love you. Miami Heat. Dear Miami Heat.
They didn't know.
I love you. Okay? Why not? And this is just Tobin spitballing. Why not have a little watch party at the arena afterwards? You know, we'll go into Hyde, we'll go or the flagship lounge, maybe just throw it up on the big screen in the arena.
No way.
Watch a little heavyweight boxing. Come on, Leroy.
How much you think they would have to pay to do that?
What does it cost? $75?
No. Dude, it costs $1,000.
No, I think it'd be at an arena, it'd probably be like
$1 million.
It'd be huge because it's by square footage.
Like what was that? What was that fight that I think it was a Canelo fight that they had to wait for the UFC card to end?
Well, that was Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. Yes. He was fighting Kovalev that night. And DAZN waited like a bunch of dummies. And they said, we're not going to fight until Jorge Masvidal versus Nate Diaz. It was a real coup to the UFC because you're talking about the biggest star in boxing sitting there on his couch, lying down, waiting to fight. And instead, the MGM had to call up Dana White and ask for permission to throw the UFC up in the arena to watch it. I don't know what Dana White got paid for that. Now, the difference is for Dana White, he's got a working relationship with the MGM for years, so maybe he cut him a deal. I don't know.
Hey,
it is on ESPN Plus and Fox.
Okay, so in a pinch, Robbie, I won't have to pirate. I could actually buy it. I don't ideally want to pay $75 to watch something on my phone.
$79.99. Yeah.
For what?
$79
for what?
For a Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder?
Yes.
You think that's they're getting a little out of hand with these prices. I got to be honest with you.
You think that's too steep?
Yes. $80. Remember when it was 50 back in the day?
Yeah, and Tyson only fought for like 2 seconds.
$80? I never stared longer at a pay-per-view bill than I stared at my Mayweather Pacquiao $100 price. I was like, I can't believe I paid that much for that. And mind you, I had been waiting years for that fight, okay?
What about Conor McGregor? That was a $100 fight,
We got
too.
That for free, though. Remember, we watched the closed circuit.
Yeah.
We got that for free.
And nobody ever
watched it in the tent.
And nobody ever saves the $10 for the standard definition.
Oh, no. Get
at that point, that was dumb, my friend.
Are you sure it's $80? Is this like one of those $80 things where, because I know that they do this with the UFC, where they charge $80, but you get a year of ESPN Plus. I have ESPN Plus. Is there a price that I can get it for? Like, is it more like $70? Well, that's just the flat price.
It just says ESPN Plus / Fox pay-per-view $79.99.
Oh, my God. That's steep, man. I mean, all right. I'll do it. Because you got to see this fight. I mean, I'm stoked for it. Mm-hmm. Deontay Wilder versus Tyson Fury. I can't wait for fight week. Those guys are going to go crazy at each other. Well, It's going to be fantastic.
Well, it says, okay, oh, never, hold on. It says, the according to SI, it says the event will be available on pay-per-view for $74.99 on Showtime cable providers, including Cox, DirecTV, Dish, and Opto, whatever.
Hey,
so $74.99.
That's, I mean, it's still $74 for a pay-per-view is still a lot of money.
Hey, we have some interesting replies from the halftime show. Would you like to hear more?
Yes, I would.
My 13-year-old boy, who loves football, after halftime show, disappeared to his room for about 30 minutes and came back with a cigarette in his mouth. Hey, I brought my wife and kids in the room to show them this is how children are made. I was offended the first, second, and third time I watched the halftime show.
That's great. Yeah, I can't believe that's the thing, man. So anyway, so yeah, I'm going to Bare Knuckle tomorrow. I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk to Hector Lombard a little bit later on today's show. He'll come by. Great dude, former UFC fighter, former Bellator champion. He'll join us. But yeah, it's going to be exciting. But that is a conundrum, Robbie, because it's a Dwayne Wade weekend. You know, D Wade, you're going to have the night of on Friday where they're going to do like the whole panel thing. Saturday, the jersey goes up, and then Sunday, I believe, is when they debut the documentary. 3 days for number three. Going to be fantastic.
By the way.
Because you got him going up, and then next year or the year after, UD is going to go up whenever he decides, because he's allowed whenever the hell he wants to go. But when he does, then his number goes right up to the rafters. And then you have, I'd assume LeBron's going to get his number up there probably when Riley retires.
Well, LeBron has to stop playing first. Like, LeBron has to retire.
He's still
first.
Got another, what, 5 years? When's his son going to play? His son's not playing for another 5 years?
Yeah, he's a freshman. He's a freshman in high school.
Yeah, he'll have Giannis by then.
I think the one and done rule will be fixed by then.
Yeah, yeah. So once Giannis is on the Heat with Bam and Jimmy Butler, and that'll be Riley riding off into the sunset after he lays down his harpoon. Then you'll see LeBron probably get his number up there. Number 13 is going to go up there one day. I would say once the Heat win the championship, number 7 is going to go up there one day for Goran Dragic. And really, you got to say Jimmy Butler is going to probably go up there one day as well, right? This is the only place that likes Jimmy Butler. He's burned bridges everywhere else.
Oh, you
he's got to win a championship.
Hardaway didn't win a championship.
Yeah, but Hardaway was different. Hardaway was like one of the first – like wave of players to make the Heat relevant.
Really, the Heat are going to be one of these guys. They're going to be like the Yankees. They're going to run out of numbers. A lot of numbers getting retired.
I can't believe I'm going to read this text.
Yep.
But I'm going to read it anyway.
Yeah.
Because this guy don't know what the hell he's talking about. Hey, Tobin.
Yes.
You seem the smoothest with the ladies around here.
How
do I do Valentine's for someone I've been dating for a week?
That's adorable because you should have heard the story I was telling Leroy during
right.
the break.
Right. No, see.
I'll tell the story. Here's what it is. But I'm gonna change some details to protect the innocent.
Redact some names?
I mean, the names will say this. It's Mrs. Tobin. But Mrs. Tobin was trying to do a real flirty move with me yesterday. I wasn't paying attention. You know, we actually hadn't seen each other very much this week because I've been telling you guys, I've been helping my family move out of their house. So I've been like working after I've left the show. I've basically gone there and I've worked the entire day lifting furniture. It was like back in my furniture warehouse days. So, you know, yesterday was like the first day I got to be home and it was a fun day. I did something cute for the kids. I got my daughter wanted a heart box shape of candy because I'm not going to see her in the morning. So I gave her candy. She was excited. Son got a big bag of gummy worms, probably a big mistake because he was hopped up a Mountain Dew chip. And I got the wifey some flowers. So,
Chip, I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
So the wifey was, you know, happy with the husband. You ever have those days? You have those days as a husband where you get the brownie points. You swagger around a little bit more. But I was enjoying a nice cold beer, a long neck as they call it, Leroy. And I was tilted it on back. And as I was tilted on back, the wife was going for the old. She was going for what I don't know if it was a hug or a butt grab or whatever she was going for. But I didn't see it. I was in full tilt up. And as she was going for the grab, I come down with the beer bottle, poosh, right into her face.
Way to go, Casanova.
Right into her face. And she goes, Jesus Christ. I'm like, it was hard because it was an unrelenting tilt down, Robbie. I was coming down full bore with a glass bottle. I didn't see her coming. And so all of a sudden, she's got a big bruise on her nose. Everyone probably. Yeah, they're going to think that she got into a fight with Chuck Norris or something like that. But she was trying to be all flirty, hit her right in the face with a glass bottle. So does that guy want advice from me? What advice does he want from me?
I don't know. He's been dating for a week. Okay. What should he do for Valentine's Day?
You take her out to take her out somewhere nice where you guys can get a lot of conversation going. Maybe take her down to Wynwood. I don't know where you live, sir. Maybe to the Wynwood Walls. People like art. They like to think you're cultured. You got some cool stuff sporty-wise down there, too. And you waltz around. Maybe do a food truck. You know, you get a lot of time because those food trucks take forever. You'll get some time to chat it up.
You mean down in Wynwood, the non-mobile food trucks?
Yeah. The food trailers. And so, I don't know. That's what I would do. I would find a place where you can go out there and you can get a lot of conversation in.
Conversation?
Put that thing down!
I don't know how long. Like, it's weird. If it's too soon, you're like, you can't go all in, but you can't not do nothing.
Can't do nothing.
Right.
Make sure there's a TV on for the Rising Stars game.
Tell you're single. Hey, it's $64.99 if you already have ESPN Plus already.
That's okay. Good. All right. That's a way more reasonable price. $64.99, acceptable. $75 is acceptable.
And that's too much anyway. They charge you $15?
For what?
For ESPN Plus.
No, but you get $50. You get it for the whole year.
Oh, so
you're basically getting a whole year for the price of 3 months.
Okay.
That's it. Right. But that's because that's what they do. When he said that, I was like, well, that's what they advertise for UFC, because UFC does the same thing with like $80 for pay-per-view. I'm like, bro,
okay,
you got like the women's flyweight champion, $80 for the pay-per-view, really? Like, no offense to Weili Zhang, but she's been champion for 3 seconds. I can't be paying the same price for her that I do for Conor McGregor and John Jones. That just seems silly. If you're going to sell a lot of pay-per-views anyway. So 64, way more acceptable. Okay, Robbie, so I have my answer. Dwayne Wade, retirement night, Heat locker room, and we may be firing up the old Tobin iPad, $64.99, and be watching Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury there. I could just walk over to there's got to be some place at Bayside watching it, right?
Yeah, there's usually a place. I think there's a place called Hoops across the street that they have fights on before.
Only thing is, you know what they like to do? They like to hit you with a cover charge.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you go to cheat. That's why you go to cheat. No cover charge. Oh, you go in there.
I hate paying to breathe. You know? Who pays to breathe? That's what you're doing. You're paying to breathe air.
I don't want to do that, but at worst, I can see now all things are mobile these days. I just watch it on my phone, something like that. That's the fail safe for me.
I could see you getting distracted in the locker room, like you have the iPad and you're watching.
A lot of those guys like fights. I bet you if I walked in there with a fight, it'd probably end up like, I know Gogi loves the fights. Myers Leonard is a huge fight fan. He'd be like, listen, Myers. You mentioned Myers Leonard. Put some boxing gloves on Myers Leonard. You know, like that guy. You'd have yourself a specimen.
He talks like he moves too slow.
Now that James Johnson is gone, who is now top dog as far as boxer or fighter would be concerned in the Heat locker room? Would you go Gogi?
No, he's a little slow too.
I feel like Gogi would be, you could slice Gogi open in the midst of a fight, he'd still go 12 rounds.
Gogi seems like he have a little Nate Diaz in him. He ain't never going down.
He's just
going
to keep going. Right. Just keep going.
Real Nate Diaz or fake Nate Diaz?
Real Nate Diaz.
Not Miami Herald, the fake Nate Diaz?
That was crazy. Man, people don't care. We just had this situation.
Somebody says, your advice to take a girl out for food is to go to a food truck. Remind me to never ask Tone for date advice. First of all, they've been dating for a week. All right, jackass.
And it's Wynwood. Everybody knows it's Wynwood.
What are you doing, sir? You're going to take him to Morton's week two? Guess what? Putting yourself up at an unbearable standard for the rest of life, dumb. So go ahead. I don't know if you're a Wilson or you got what kind of cash flow you're going. I'm trying to take this guy to a cultured place. Women, hey, let me tell you something about these ladies.
Women love Wynwood.
They love art, okay? They don't even know what art they like. They like to feel like they're doing something cultured, okay? So you do something that seems like an experience over just the meal. The meal is just a sidestep. You're still getting to know each other, all right? Trust me, dummy.
You know, everybody comments on these things, right?
Who?
Not much. You've been dating for a week, Papa.
Somebody says Olive Garden bread bouquets. I'll tell you what now. If my wife told me tonight we're going to Olive Garden for Valentine's Day, because we're doing family Valentine's Day tonight, because we both got things to do tomorrow night.
Well, I mean, we did ours last night because the jackass scheduled my son to work.
That's crazy to me, man.
A month in advance. I'm
mad for you.
I hate when people act as if though they don't understand another person's thoughts. Like the first thing I would think if I was making the schedule, oh man, I remember what I did on my 21st birthday. I got you. Right? But no, this jackass, right? Not even understanding. I don't get it.
Somebody says Kelly Olynyk will whoop your ass while singing the Spin Doctors.
The Kelly Keeper.
Ooh, I'm going to say it.
Don't. Don't read that. Don't.
What?
You read it, but you know it's coming. Go ahead.
Leroy, when UD retires, instead of a banner, they should raise a chair to the rafters.
Minus one.
Go to hell. We'll get your headlines. Robbie's Magnificent Seven is coming up in 25 minutes. We're back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.